ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 13। वी आर बिगिनिंग न्यू चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड रोगण कन्वर्जेस विद जड़ भरत। टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। ब्राह्मण उवाच दुरत्यये अधन्वन्नि अजया निवेशितो रजस्तम सत्व विभक्त कर्म द्रोग स एष सार्थो अर्थ पर विपरिभ्रमण भवाटवीं याति न शर्म विंदति। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। जड़ भरत हु हैड फुल्ली रियलाइज ब्रह्मन कंटिन्यूड, माय डियर किंग रहुगण, द लिविंग एंटिटी वॉन्डर्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड which is very difficult for him to traverse, and he accepts repeated birth and death, being captivated by the material world under the influence of the three modes of material nature, sattvagun, rajogun and tamogun. The living entity can see only the three fruits of activities under the spell of material nature. These fruits are auspicious, inauspicious and mixed. He thus becomes attached to religion, economic development, sense gratification and the monistic theory of liberation, merging with the supreme. He works very hard day and night, exactly like a merchant who enters a forest to acquire some articles to sell later for profit. However, he cannot really achieve happiness within this material world. Purport. One can easily understand how difficult and insurmountable the path of sense gratification is. Not knowing what the path of sense gratification is, one becomes implicated in the repetition of birth and accepts different types of bodies again and again. Thus one suffers in material existence. In this life, one may think that he is very happy being an American, Indian, Englishman or German. But in the next life, one has to accept another body among 84 lakh species. The next body has to be immediately accepted according to karma. One will be forced to accept a certain type of body, and protesting will not help. That is the stringent law of material nature. Due to living entity's ignorance of his eternal blissful life, he becomes attracted to material activities under the spell of Maya. In this world, he can never experience happiness. Yet he works very hard to do so. This is called Maya. Hare Krishna. So this is the beginning of new chapter where Maharaj Rahuna is being instructed by Sri Jada Bharat. Although he has given many instructions and we have been hearing for past month or so various instructions which Jada Bharat gave to Maharaj Rahuna, but in this chapter he is continuing the instructions, but at the same time he is beginning an analogy, and in that analogy he is very graphically, I won't discuss the matters which are going to come in the future because it unnecessarily will remove our eagerness, or not eagerness exactly, but what's happening. We will wait very graphically, wonderfully it has been described in the future about the path of enjoyment in this material world. The path of enjoyment in this world is compared to, as it is told here, he begins the analogy here, descriptions. Like one who wants to enjoy in this world is like a merchant who enters a forest to get some things from the forest so that he can sell at a profit and earn some money. But then Jadavara says, but actually he cannot really achieve any happiness within this material world. So in this forest, very nicely it has been described that there are various thieves, rogues, jackals, mosquitoes, wisps and various other insects that trouble this man who enters this forest. And similarly it has been very graphically described what are the various sufferings and pains and the real nature of this material world where people try to enjoy this world. So actually we see in this case many times in Srimad Bhagavatam when great devotees are instructing spiritual topics, we see this principle being used of giving an allegorical story, which is not true. It's a human nature, beginning from childhood days, when some allegorical story comes up, we immediately become attentive and we develop some interest. Oh, what's happening next? We heard how Puranjan Maharaj was told, not Prachini Parnishad was told this story of Puranjan Maharaj, city of nine gates. Also Narad Muni tells this Haryashavaj and Sharvashavaj, the analogy of that various river flowing in two directions and some very in a nice descriptive way of this material world. Also we see this who was given this analogy of he goat and she goat? Yayati was given. He became very old and he was very attached to this material world. This is a principle in this material world. As soon as we start hearing some story or some allegorical story, immediately we understand the topic more thoroughly and we remember that part. We remember mostly when His Holiness Satchinandan Swami Maharaj comes, generally he speaks some story. Once he spoke of an eagle trying to fly, he was amongst the hen. Or we forget the other parts of philosophical points in the lecture, but remember such as allegorical stories which are being told. So similarly, here also we see Jada Bharat is describing, he could have told very easily, oh, this material world is a place of misery and you try to enjoy, there are so many envious people are like mosquitoes and things like that. But then he takes an example. He says, oh, there is one merchant who goes to forest. To put the same point through the mind, he gives one nice story. So therefore, in these future descriptions, we'll see that how this path or trying to enjoy in this world has been graphically described. And the truth has been very bluntly spoken about by Jada Bharat. He is saying very clearly that although any living entity comes to this material world in an enjoyment mood to become bhoktaram, to become bhokta, aham bhogi, ishwaroham aham bhogi, that is a demonic mentality. But he explains, Jada Bharat, that there is no happiness within this material world. Some people may call devotees pessimistic when they hear such descriptions. But sometimes we can't avoid, like, sometimes while describing the facts, we can't avoid telling the truth. You can't say it is pessimism or optimism. There is no point in having to be optimistic where there is no possibility. We can be optimistic when there is some chance of getting our desire. But here it has been clearly told, as Lord Shri Krishna also rubber stamps this material world as dukkhalayam ashashvatam. There is no intelligence in unnecessarily enduring to work against these descriptions which are given in the scriptures. So here it is said that any path of sense enjoyment, especially this material world, revolves around the path of enjoying our senses, especially sex life. It is told that all this path leads to suffering. People, it is said, there are different types of results that may come. Auspicious, inauspicious and mixed. People sometimes think, oh, this is good result that has come. This is bad. But it is referring to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ehi bholo, ehi mondo, ehi sabha, brahma. Dvaite bhadra bhadra. It is described that we sometimes think, so this is good that has happened. This is bad that has happened. Oh, this is very nice. This is not so nice. No, I got a good house. No, I don't have a good house. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that this is all brahma. It is all illusion. We are just describing what's happening in the dream. Or not in the reality state. Because all these are temporary. Therefore we see in this world, people, what is the mode of passion? That means people unnecessarily go on over-entering to become happy in this world. They just go on working harder and harder and harder and harder and harder to become happy in this world. So because of that, they get lot of money. They may get a beautiful body. They may get high knowledge and all these things. But they don't get happiness. They get all these things, but they just don't get the happiness. People make varieties of efforts. Just 2 days back, we heard the story of this Socrates from Shikshashtakam Prabhu. That this Socrates went to market and he was just looking at one shop and just looking that maybe a cloth shop or a shoe shop, and he was just looking at it. So one man came up to him and asked, "You are standing in front of this shop and looking for hours and hours. Do you need one pair of shoes? I'll buy it for you." He says, "No, I am just looking and I'm completely amazed and thinking that why so many pairs and so many varieties of shoes are required for the human beings in this world. As the job is only one, to protect the feet when we are walking. But still, there are so many varieties of shoes and varieties of... So everything in this world we see, people consider themselves advanced in materialistic terms. When there are more varieties of all these clothes and all these unnecessary items. So in this way, while getting these unnecessary items, the people along with it get more and more of anxiety. They just go on suffering. This is the basic fact of material world, which is very difficult to understand for the people in the material world. The very fact is, the more you attempt to enjoy in this world, the more you will be miserable. The more you will be in anxiety, more you will be suffering. Actually, if we see the needs, the basic needs of human society are been already provided enough. In this Bombay city, hardly few people do work which is directly connected to the basic needs of human society. No one grows any grains or vegetables in Bombay. Maybe few on the sides of the railway tracks, but not many. Then very hardly people do with some basic clothing that is required. There can be some cloth industries, but they are all fancy, more than what we require. So most of the, not most, but at least a big amount of people we see who are working in this material world are not doing anything to provide the basic necessities of life. Then what is the result of their work? The result of their work is simply increase in anxiety and suffering and stress and all these things. So the whole Bombay city is working. We see recently these two newspapers have come out. They are competing against each other. But how are they solving the basic needs of human society in any way? We see thousands of, at least hundreds and thousands of young people being employed by these people. They move around collecting all nonsense topics, nonsense news, putting them in, poking people to increase their sense gratification. So in this way, ultimately human society or human energy is completely directed at useless activities. And what happens, the result is, although by directing them at these useless activities, they try to get happiness or satisfaction in their life, but ultimately they get frustration, anxiety, hopelessness, completely dissatisfaction. Just now we heard one real story that once this girl was there, who was only in 7th or 8th standard, school going. What she also wanted was mobile, and it was given to her. And then her mother saw that she is misusing the mobile a lot and not paying attention to the studies. So mother, for trying to improve the child, took away the mobile phone, at least for the, during the exam period of month or 2 months. But this girl became so much disturbed that she attempted to commit suicide. So therefore we see in this world, people are just getting attached to all unwanted things, and while having the things, they are under anxiety. First anxiety is people start desiring, oh, I want this, I want that. The next anxiety is to get the thing. They have to work hard to earn money to buy these things. Then what follows is more difficult actually. Is to maintain the thing. To buy an automobile is very easy. But to maintain it is more difficult. We experience in this world. To buy anything, although it may be very costly, is not so difficult. But to maintain it is more difficult. And this commercial people are also very intelligent. They give you the main product not so costly. But then for all the spare parts, they charge you 4 times, 5 times. So they make our life miserable. So in this way, first we are under anxiety and stress to get the thing. Then we buy it. That is highly stressful, painful to maintain it. And as soon as we have something, immediately there are envious people around us who work against us. And then ultimately there is lamentation when we lose the substance. Therefore, in this material world, we should understand that basically we should try to be happy about what Lord Krishna is providing us. Otherwise, if we try to become happy by getting more than that, tena taktena bhunjita, ma grut kasya svedhanam, then that is going to result in the miserable position. Once His Holiness Anath Maharaj, he told his own experience. Before becoming a devotee, he was moving around in some country in the Southeast Asia, Thailand or Singapore, some that country. And he was walking, as he was always used to walk or go around like that as a spiritualist or sadhu. He was walking on the highway. And as he was walking on the highway, down the highway, a man came in a very opulent, rich car, and seeing Maharaj in some dressed in simple cloths, he stopped the car, and he thought he is a Buddhist person because that area also has Buddhist influence. So he called, "Oh Buddha, come in, come in." So seeing this man's invitation, Maharaj sat in the car, and then this man introduced himself. He introduced himself as a personality, I don't know the name, but he was a very big person in Hollywood. Just like somebody like Amitabh Bachchan or Gulshan Rai or somebody like that. We are walking and somebody like big person like that introduces himself to us. So similarly, that person was a big name in Hollywood. So Maharaj knew the name because he was also in America. So this person was very rich. There is no limit. But he started talking with Maharaj. And he was telling Maharaj. And he said, "I want what you have." And then Maharaj looked at himself. He said, "I don't have even pockets to keep anything with me. At least we are dressed, we have pockets." But Maharaj was dressed at that time that he had no pockets also. So this person, he's such a big Hollywood star or Hollywood personality. He told Maharaj that, "I want what you have." And then Maharaj looked at himself. He said, "I have nothing except these 2 pieces of clothes." He said, "Still, you have something which I don't have." And then this person revealed that he said, "I move around in all the high society of this whole Hollywood. When they are in front of this camera, click, start, then they have all broad smiles on their faces, bright eyes and things like that. But I know each and every person of them. Each and every person in this whole high society of Hollywood is completely hollow. They have nothing within their life. Their whole mind, happiness is completely. They have nothing in their life. Although they have all the external things. They have name. They have fame. They have beauty. They have money. They have power. They have influence. But still, their life is hollow within. They are completely unsatisfied. I know every one of them. People may not accept this fact because they see only the recorded part, only the video part. But I know them personally as friends. And I also have my personal experience. Therefore, I want what you have. So this is the nature of this material world. And then we may ask, why are we suffering in this world? Why this tendency is there? We are the only cause. We ourselves have held up to this world and trying to enjoy this world. Once His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj was here giving a class in this temple. He said, this is just like we are holding a big tree ourselves. There is a big tree, there is a trunk, and we are holding a big tree trunk and shouting, please free me. Please make me free. Please somebody come and help me. But the problem is we ourselves have held up to this tree very tightly. We ourselves can free us, just leave it. And we ourselves can free us. Therefore, the whole idea in this material world, as we hear in this analogy of Jad Bharat, which is analogy which is being given by Jad Bharat, is to accept the will of Krishna. And rather than trying to increase our quota of happiness, by this attempt we simply increase our quota of miseries. In this material world, all people are trying to increase their quota of happiness. But what happens is they are increasing their quota of miseries. So you should understand this simple truth and simply accept whatever quota of pleasure and pains are kept for us by the arrangement of Lord Shri Krishna. Once His Grace Premnidhi Prabhu was mentioning to me that he said in this Sindhi people there is one term called Kabul. I am not aware of it, but he was telling me. He said this Kabul, and they say whatever happens, they say this Kabul. Means we accept the will of Krishna. Whatever Krishna says, whatever Krishna does, whatever Krishna has provided for us, we accept it. Because if we try to work against it, that action works against us. Yehi sansparshaja bhoga, dukha yone evate. In this material world, Krishna has given us everything. He has given us heat, cold, light, dark, wind, rain, everything. Lord Krishna, food, everything is there. Fruits, vegetables. But people of this world are not satisfied. We see this whole world is working for that. When there is enough light in the where Lord Krishna is provided through sun, they want to close themselves in the through dark glass room. They want to avoid the light. And when Krishna gives night, where we should try to decrease our activities, and we should do activities which are in the darkness, we want to put up big lights. And for that we have to work hard for both. To get the darkness in the light, we have to work hard. And to get the light in the darkness, we have to work hard. Krishna gives some heat during summer and day. At that time we want to make it cold. And then Krishna gives cool in the night and winter, that time he wants to make it hot. And we have to work hard for both of them. In this Ugra Karma we get anxiety. When Krishna has given us enough fruits which are nearby, we want to enjoy fruits which are available in Kashmir or in Italy, somewhere, but there are enough good fruits here. We are not happy with that. There are local good fruits, chikku, banana. But no, we are very attacked. Oh, this fruit has come from somewhere in Azerbaijan. Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, Krishna has given us many fruits which are locally available. For that, you have to work unnecessarily hard so much, putting so many people into anxiety. The whole point is, Lord Shri Krishna, and we then try to exploit nature and get more and more. In this way, we suffer more and more. When we try to exploit nature to get more and more, nature withheld. This is what we see in this Kali Yuga. In this Kali Yuga, people are exploiting nature for their sense gratification. And then nature is withholding more and more. If we hear the descriptions of the past ages, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, all the basic, Prabhupada, for example, he said, even if you want to eat meat, don't kill cows. Nature is giving. The cows will be dead and you eat their flesh. It's a good proposition. Prabhupada said, I will supply all the dead cows to you. If you want to eat meat, I will supply you meat of the dead cows. But we are not satisfied with that. Even if you want to eat meat, even cow's meat, Krishna has made arrangement, let the cow die a natural death, and then you eat the meat. But we are not satisfied with Krishna's arrangement. We want to kill the cow. We want to eat the meat by killing the animals. But in the previous age, and because of this exploitative mentality, Lord Shri Krishna is putting us into more and more miseries. We see in the previous times, when we hear the descriptions in the very scriptures, all the necessary supplies of human beings were supplied in abundance. We hear that honey would be dripping from the honeycombs. Nowadays we have to take so much trouble, protect ourselves from honeybees to get some honey, do so many things. But if we see, if we just accept Krishna's proposition, then Krishna gives us so much. The honey is just, you have to just go with a pot and honey is dripping, you have to collect it. We see here in the previous ages, when Krishna's control was accepted, when human beings did not accept their own control, exert their own control, the pearls and the moti, they are washed off on the banks of the ocean. The ocean would just give these jewels to the people on the banks. You have to just go and collect it. Not much endeavor required. The metals were available on the surface of the earth. You don't have to dig earth so much. We hear in the Yudhishthira Maharaj's description, the cows would give so much milk that it would moisten the pasturing field with milk. And nowadays we see nothing is available. For honey, we have to go and drive away the bees, and then the bees sting us. We get honey. We don't see anywhere ocean giving us pearls and diamonds on its own. Cows are giving less and less milk. This is Karshati. Prakriti is Thani. Karshati. If we try to fight with Lord Shri Krishna or his energies, it's we who are going to be defeated. If we try to get more quota of enjoyment by any means, it's we who are going to be defeated. Therefore, we should rather than fighting against the material nature, we should accept what Shri Krishna, what material nature has put for us. And that will make us completely happy and satisfied. When we understand the plan of the Lord Shri Krishna in this material world, which is perfect for everyone, then you can become completely happy and satisfied. As I was telling, in this material world, the whole problem is our own self. We are held to this material world. Srila Mahārāja was telling, just like we hold to this tree, we are held tightly to this material world. And we are crying, oh please free me. Please liberate me. Please give me pleasure. Please take me to abode where there is all enjoyment. But then we are holding tightly to this world. If we just set it free, if we completely detach ourselves from the enjoyment of this world, then automatically we are on the way back to the spiritual world. We just go on increasing our load. And by increasing this load, we get completely entangled. There's one story that one woman in the forest was collecting for firewood. And she had a very big load of firewood. And then she was walking in the forest with great trouble. And the Supreme Personality of the Lord, he came in front of her directly. And she was carrying on one shoulder the whole load of firewood. So Lord came and asked, oh my dear lady, what do you want? She said, see, my right shoulder is in too much pain carrying this load for a long time. Please help me shift this load from right shoulder to the left shoulder. Now that was her desire. She was not ready to give away. the burden, the attachment. Once his holiness Sadhana was again telling, when he was moving around in Himalayas as a sadhu, then he would go to many ashrams and stay for a day or two. And every ashram resident would give him some spiritual books. And Maharaj at that time was thinking that each book is very important. He should read each book. And then he was collecting all the, wherever he would visit, any book he would receive, he would collect it. And he would go, he would carry it always with him. So slowly, slowly what was happening was his load was increasing. One book, two book, five book. Then he said, well, I had a big load of books, which I never read, but I was only carrying that I will read, I will read. So one day I kept this load. I was sleeping under a tree. So I was sleeping, I kept this load. I was just taking rest. And then when I woke up, I found this whole bundle of book was stolen. But then I also experienced that I was greatly relieved. This whole burden of books which I was carrying, which I never read, in spite of being carried for so many months and years, but I know that has gone. I was completely relieved and I was happy to be walking with free of hand. So in this way, in material world, we go on collecting more and more things for an enjoyment. But actually what is happening? We are collecting more and more things, tensions on our head. Now recently, we have developed this internet and computer facilities. So once one article came in, maybe paper or some place, I don't know. But I remember reading it. The topic was, what do you call it? Wired in. They call it, when the computer is connected, they call it wired in. Wired in or chained in. And it was explaining that because of all these developments, we are thinking that we are getting, the communication is increasing. I can talk with some person sitting here, with a person in maybe in another part of the world, Africa, America. But actually people are not realizing what is happening, that they are getting so much messages which is beyond their brain capacity. And therefore, that is creating a big tension and heavy load on their brain. This load may not be visible in the form of the load of these books. So much messages are coming, so much things to do. And that is creating stress and tension. Therefore, in this world, we see, the more we go on increasing, more it creates stress and tension on our bodies. Lord Shri Krishna has given a quota for our body to hear, to see, to think. And if we try to work against it, then we will be the loser. Even we see great devotees, they accepted the will of the Lord. They accepted the plans of higher authorities. Even there is one story that even Lord Shri Krishna, he was also living a regulated life, accepting the orders of his mother. Who will regulate Lord Krishna? He can regulate us. But Lord Shri Krishna, in his pastimes, is regulated by his mother. Once we hear, when Brahmaji, apparently in his pastimes, committed that mistake of Brahma Vimon Leela. After that, when he understood his mistake, he came to apologize and pray to Lord Shri Krishna. And at that time, he prayed to Lord Shri Krishna that please make me grass in Vrindavan or around Vrindavan, so that I will get a dust of the devotees of Vrindavan. But at that time, Lord Shri Krishna neglected Brahmaji, which he wanted to indicate that although you are praying to become a grass in Vrindavan, but Lord Krishna neglected. He wanted to instruct or tell Brahmaji that first you go and do your duty of universal creation and maintenance. First you do that devotional service. And when that service is over, then maybe your desire of becoming a grass in Vrindavan will be accepted. So similarly, in devotional service also, sometimes we get under stress. Just we increase our hankerings within the spiritual field. It happens with many devotees. We unnecessarily increase our hankerings and demands in the spiritual field. And actually they are mixed. They are spiritual hankerings, but also based on our mental desires. So therefore they result under anxiety, stress, and then chant and be happy doesn't come about. although we are chanting, but then we are not happy because we are not accepting Krishna's will. But here we see Brahmaji, he accepted, he desired to become a grass, but he accepted, okay, Lord Krishna is telling, first do this duty, devotional service of universal maintenance and creation, and then you may become a grass. Okay, accepted. And Brahmaji, immediately understanding the mood of Krishna, he went back to his Brahma Loka and performed his devotional service. So Srila Prabhupada explains, sometimes our personal devotional service may be more important at particular time than becoming a grass or anything in Vrindavan. And also we see in Vrindavan, there is one Sanskrit term, in 10th canto, 15th chapter is described, that Lord Shri Krishna was allowed to play and eat, but the words used are yatha kamam yatha kalam. That Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, they would allow Lord Shri Krishna and Balaram to fulfill their desires with respect to play, eat, enjoy. But still, they were not allowed to just enjoy unregulatedly. They are allowed yatha kamam yatha kalam. Srila Prabhupada explains, in other words, although Mother Yashoda and Rohini satisfied all the desires of their sons, Krishna and Balaram, they also properly regulated the boys' activities. In other words, they prepared wonderful food for their children, but they saw to it that the boys ate at a regulated time. Similarly, their children would play at proper time and sleep at proper time. The word yatha kamam doesn't indicate that the mothers indiscriminately allowed the boys to do whatever they like. But in a proper civilized way, they showered their blessings upon their children. So even Lord Shri Krishna does his pastimes under the direction of his, these are pastimes, but still under the direction of his Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. He accepts their desire. Similarly, in this material world, the secret to become happy is to accept the will of the Lord and blissfully accept our quota of happiness. Whatever quota is there, if we just accept it, then we are completely satisfied and happy. And if we don't accept our quota of happiness, and if we want to get more, that is, if we want to follow the path of sense gratification, then what are the results, we'll be hearing in the coming future days. Very wonderful, graphical, nice, analogical description is given by Jad Bharat to Maharaj Raghuna. Hare Krishna. So any comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantokodi Vaishnavanda ki.